We need to perform this interval, and it turns out that it's not really that hard to do. So, I need to integrate over the unit cell of the function that's drawn on the left, or the unit cell, the primitive unit cell of the function that's drawn on the left, times e to the minus i, g dot r. And the first thing that I did was I solved for this structure factor by putting 1 over volume on the other side. And I need to perform this integral. And the integral is going to go, if you look at this structure here, a is the distance from the center of a cube to the center of the next cube. That means that the cube must be a over 2 wide. And because 2 cubes would fit here and there. So it's a over 2 wide, it's the side of a cube. And so a primitive unit cell is just 1 of the cubes. So I need to integrate from minus a over 4 to a over 4 in the x direction, from minus a over 4 to a over 4 in the y direction, and from minus a over 4 to a over 4 in the z direction of some constant c, the function is a constant inside the cubes, and 0 outside the cubes. So some constant c times e to the I g dot r. When I write out this scalar product, it's gx times x, gy times y, and gz times z that I need to integrate over x, y, and z. And now the integral that I need to do is, I just need to integrate an exponential function, which is 3 times, which is pretty easy. Going from here to there, I filled in the volume of the primitive unit cell. And it's maybe not so easy to see what the volume of the primitive unit cell is. What I've drawn up in that corner is the conventional unit cell. So the conventional unit cell includes 2 Bravais lattice points. All the ones in the corner are 1 Bravais lattice point, and the one right in the middle is the 2nd Bravais lattice point. So that means that the volume of a primitive unit cell is going to be the conventional unit cell divided by 2. It's going to be a cubed divided by 2 because there are 2 Bravais lattice points in the conventional unit cell. And then I filled that in. Here's a cubed over 2 for the volume. But now what we need to do is integrate these exponential functions. And